If you want daily Elon Musk news and updates, please take a second and subscribe on whatever podcast platform you're on right now, because we bring it to you every single day. Thank you so much. Now let's get into some Elon news here at the Elon Musk Podcast. The SpaceX and Tesla CEO Elon Musk is now actually in charge of Twitter, according to CNBC's David Faber. Now, Twitter CEO, I should say former CEO Parag and the chief financial officer Ned Segal have left the company's San Francisco headquarters, and they will not be returning. They're done with the company, and Musk had until Friday to complete his $44 billion acquisition of Twitter, or he would face a crazy court battle with the company. Now, in April, Twitter accepted Musk's proposal to buy the social media giant and take it private. Now, a couple months later, and Musk began to show that the intentions from Twitter were not exactly what he thought they were. He thought there were a bunch of bots on the program, a lot of bots in the app, and he wasn't really going for it, right? So he had a sort of a second thought about this. He said, okay, so we have a lot of bots on the app. I know that. Everybody knows that. Twitter said there's about 5% bots. There were some estimates of about 90%, which is kind of crazy, but somewhere in between, there are good people. There are people that are using the platform. And Musk saw that. And he said, you know what? I'm going to buy this company anyway. I'm not going to go to court about it. I'm going to spend my $44 billion on this company. And his intentions to buy Twitter. And he alleged that the company failed to disclose all of those fake accounts on the service. And now, when Musk said that he was going to terminate this deal, Twitter sued him. And they said that Musk refuses to honor his obligations to Twitter and its stockholders because the deal had no longer serviced his personal interests. So they said, hey, Elon, we got to do this. You said that you're going to do this. And you have no proof otherwise of our bot intentions or these fake accounts, this 5% or 98% or whatever it is, somewhere in between. Elon said, okay, let's try this. So in the months in between there, Twitter and Musk went back and forth. Twitter would throw up some shade. Elon would show up, throw up some shade. There's some attorneys. Both parties were slated to head to Moore's Court of Chancery to determine the fate of the social media platform. So if it's going to get in Elon's hands or if it's going to stay in the public realm and be traded on the stock market. So October, Elon said, you know what? Let's do this. Let's acquire Twitter at the original asking price of $54.20. $5,420. Nice. And he said that when he buys this company, he's going to drop all the litigation. Everything's going to be great. It's going to go private. So Twitter's lawyers, though, said that Elon's proposal is an invitation to further mischief and delay. So they didn't trust him. They think he's kind of mischievous, right? They think he's kind of in it for himself and he's doing his own thing. And a Delaware Chancery Court judge ruled that Musk had until October 28th to get the deal done. Or it's going to have the trial. So Thursday, Elon wrote a message intended to reassure advertisers that the social media messaging services won't devolve into a free-for-all hellscape where anything can be said with no consequences. And there's a Twitter post about this from Elon. And it's pretty dicey. It's pretty awesome. I think there's a chance that he's in good spirits and that he's doing this kind of to cover all of his bases so they don't lose revenue right up front. So kind of what happened to Tumblr. I don't know if you remember Tumblr or how big it was before, but when they were acquired, a lot of advertisers left. A lot of people just abandoned the platform because it wasn't as cool as it used to be, and the new owners didn't do exactly what they wanted to do, and they took it private, and it was a fiasco. Elon sent this crazy tweet. I'm gonna read you some of this tweet. I wanted to reach out personally. This is from Elon's tweet. I wanted to reach out personally to share my motivation in acquiring Twitter. There's been much speculation about why I bought Twitter and what I think about advertising. most of it has been wrong. The reason I acquired Twitter is because it is important to the future of civilization to have a common digital town square where a wide range of beliefs can be debated in a healthy manner without resorting to violence. There is a current greater danger that social media will splinter into far right-wing or far left-wing echo chambers that generate more hate and divide our society. In the relentless pursuit of clicks, much of traditional media has fueled and catered to those polarized extremes as they believe that is what brings in the money. But in doing so, the opportunity for dialogue is lost. This is why I bought Twitter. I didn't do it because it would be easy. I didn't do it to make more money. I did it to try to help humanity, whom I love. And I do so with humility, recognizing the failures pursuing this goal, despite our best efforts, is a very real possibility. That said, Twitter obviously cannot become a free-for-all hellscape where anything can be said with no consequences. In addition to adhering to the laws of the land, our platform must be warm and welcoming to all, where you can choose your desired experience according to your preferences, just as you can choose, for example, to see movies or play video games, ranging from all ages to mature. I also very much believe that advertising, when done right, can delight, entertain, and inform you. It can show you a service, a product, or medical treatment that you never knew existed, but is right for you. For this to be true, it is essential to show Twitter users advertising that is as relevant as possible to their needs. Low relevancy ads are spam, but highly relevant ads are actual content. Fundamentally, Twitter aspires to be the most respected advertising platform in the world that strengthens your brand and grows your enterprise. To everyone who has partnered with us, I thank you. Let us build something extraordinary together. This show is brought to you by Backblaze. I use Backblaze to back up my podcast, my video files, all of my writing stuff, and all my photos. And you get unlimited computer backup for Macs and PCs for just $7 a month. You can back up your own documents, photos, videos, drawings, projects, all of your data, and access your backed up data from anywhere in the world using the web app. And you can access the files on your mobile too, iOS, Android apps, all covered. And this is the cool part. This is my favorite part. You can restore it by mail. A hard drive will come to your house with all your data shipped to your door. It could come to your business too. And you can restore, return, refund program. So you can buy a hard drive restore, send the hard drive back within 30 days, and get a full refund. So basically, they ship you this hard drive, and then you ship it back, and you don't ever pay for it, which is the perfect program for somebody who has huge files, and you don't want to waste days and days downloading terabytes and teraflops of data. And if you're worried about accidentally deleting your files, $2 extra a month, you can increase your retention history to 1 year. And I use it for all of my video files. It comes in super handy. So $7 plus $2, $9 a month, and you get everything backed up, ease of mind for up to a year. And if you use the URL backblaze.com/Elon, you get a fully featured 15-day no credit card required free trial. Check it out, play with it, start protecting yourself from potential bad times. Back your stuff up. It's recommended by the New York Times, Inc., Macworld, PC World, LifeWire, Wired, Tom's Guide, 9 to 5 Mac, and more. And it's recently been listed on the NASDAQ Stock Exchange under BLZE, so you know they're legit. Backblaze is committed more than ever to bringing easy and affordable data storage that you can trust. Don't be that person that forgot to back up their important files. We've got your back. Sign up for a free 15-day trial. No credit card required. Go there, sign up, play with it. It's really powerful and it's really easy to use. So go to backblaze.com/Elon. 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 So there's a few takeaways from this. Okay, so I'm going to go after the big one here. The big one is the ad platform. So currently, if you advertise on Twitter, you can boil down the results of your ad very, very minute. So say if you're looking for somebody in upstate New York who likes ice cream, that skateboards, and is also a dancer, you can find that person if you nail down the right trajectory for your advertisement, right? So Elon says it's not going to become a hellscape where anything can be said with no consequences. So basically, people thought this was going to turn into 4chan. And 4chan is basically that, the wild, wild west. You can do anything you want on 4chan, basically, and no one's going to say anything to you. Everyone's going to be like, all right, cool, do your thing. But this company needs to make money. This company needs to make a lot of money. Elon's money isn't just Elon's money. He has investors in this idea. So there's private equity firms, there's other billionaires involved. It's not just Elon's money. He didn't just cash in a bunch of Tesla stock and buy Twitter. So Elon says, in addition to adhering to the laws of the land, so I'm guessing he's saying free speech here, our platform must be warm and welcoming to all. So he's saying, all right, let's have everybody's ideas here. Let's open this up to everybody. It might be unbanning some people, you know, some prominent figures, prominent political figures, possibly, where you can choose your desired experience according to your preferences, just as you can choose, for example, to see movies or play video games ranging from all ages to mature. Okay, so your desired experience. What does this mean? It's possible that Elon is saying, okay, so say if you're into skateboarding. I'm into skateboarding. I like skateboarding. I think it's great. I used to be a skateboarder in my younger years. I still like it. I watch it. I think it's cool. It would be cool if there was sort of like a skateboard Twitter, you know, if there were sort of verticals for everything. And also space flight. I'm into space flight. What if there were a vertical for politics? But not just regular, like all over the board politics, but say if you like politics about Kentucky politics. Possibly, you'll be able to drill down into Kentucky politics and only follow certain topics like that. Right now, there's things like that on Twitter, but I think this is going to be a more fleshed out program than what's there now. And this is important here, too. See, movies or play video games ranging from all ages to mature. So currently, Twitter is a mature platform as well. People post mature content on there, and Elon says, this isn't going away. So there was a comment from somebody called Zuby Music on Twitter. Twitter and Zuby Music says, yes. Also, Twitter should find a way to compensate monetization partner with its top creators, like every other social media app. A small percent, create all the high engagement content and keep the site active. Elon replied with, absolutely. So Elon is saying, yes, that's what I want. I want everybody to get paid for their hard work, because it is hard work doing all the social media stuff. It takes a lot of time, you know. So by the time you create some content, say if I were to create one update on a Tesla vehicle, right? Possibly that might take me an hour, you know. And what is my hour worth? Is it worth 100 new followers, which doesn't really get me any money? Off the bat, you know, those followers don't do anything. Or is there a way for people to send me money or subscribe to my channel or something like that? Something like YouTube, you know, the monetization of YouTube. That's why people use YouTube a lot. That's why people are moving from TikTok to YouTube, because YouTube just created Shorts, and there's going to be monetization of Shorts, which are 60 seconds or less, sort of like TikTok. Some creators are moving from TikTok where they don't make money, but they have a ton of followers. But YouTube is saying, hey, come over here. We have advertising over here. We'll pay you. So maybe this is happening with Twitter as well. I don't know how successful the Shorts program is going to be, but there's a lot of hype about it. So this is kind of what I'm guessing. And Elon also said, advertising, when done right, can delight, entertain, and inform you. It can show you a service, or here's a big kicker right here, or medical treatment. So most of the advertisers online and most of the advertisers on television are medical advertisers. If you watch any TV show, you'll see that most of the stuff that you see, most of the advertisements on there, they're in some form, there's some sort of medicine involved, whether it's, you know, something like a Band-Aid where you fix a cut real quick, or something where you have to go talk to your physician about it. That's in the United States. But he also said, wants advertising that is relevant as possible to their needs. Low relevancy ads are spam, but highly relevant ads are actually content. So is there going to be a new ad platform for Twitter? How can we make ads more relevant and more content-based as opposed to just being an advertisement where it's just a picture or a video real quick, you know, like a 5-second video. Is there a way to advertise on Twitter that's sort of a bigger idea? You know, so I think he's going to be working on that too. And he says, fundamentally, Twitter aspires to be the most respected advertising platform in the world that strengthens your brand and grows your enterprise. To everyone who has partnered with us, thank you. So basically says, okay, this isn't just a social media platform. Let's make some money here. Everybody, let's make a bunch of money. And in order to make that money, we need to keep these advertisers happy. So that's what he's doing with these tweets. Elon is now in charge of Twitter. Officially, you know, he said, I'm going to do this by Friday. And he did. He walked into Twitter headquarters with a sink, like a bathroom sink. And he said on his Twitter account, entering Twitter HQ, let that sink in. So, of course, he's going to be funny. He's going to be goofy. He's going to be Elon. And he also upgraded his Twitter description to Chief Twit. So Elon's in charge of Twitter now. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope we had a great conversation here. Please hit the subscribe button. Please listen to this and share this with all your friends. I really do appreciate all of your time here. And of course, as always, I'll see you next time.